Washington, D.C.'s football team is expected to change its name after years of pressure to replace the current moniker, the Redskins. It comes as the Cleveland Indians have also announced it would follow suit. Glenn Aparicio Perry is author of a new book, Original Politics, Make America Sacred Again, which explores the Native American influence on the nation's democracy.
Well, that's very interesting. I mean, Redskins is originally a term that's very much racially charged. And I used to joke that they could keep the name if they just changed the logo to a potato, you know, like a Redskin potato. But I think that's a good thing. And at the same time, we have to be aware that there's this battle back and forth between the forces of awakening consciousness with regard to sensitivity for race, and then there's always the backlash that comes from the other side that actually, you know, our president now will try to take advantage of to a large degree. We have to be careful not to go overboard, but I think that one's an obvious one. You know, you wouldn't have a, you know, blackface logo. The Cleveland Indians logo was really despicable, I thought, you know, and I think these changes are necessary.
This all seems to begin with, of course, the death of George Floyd, the hands of a white police officer. We've now had a whole series of discussions again about taking down Confederate statues. And now we have this, which is the renaming of the teams. Is this an inflection point of the country trying to come to grips with its past, or how do you read this moment?
Yes, I do think the country's coming to grips with its past. So when I wrote the book, Original Politics, I was looking for the sacred purpose of America. And one of the things I found, you know, is that American ideals are founded upon Native American values. Liberty, justice, equality, inalienable rights. These things basically didn't exist in Europe that was under monarchies at the time. A lot of people credit that to ancient Greek democracies, and there's some semblance of truth to that, but most of their influence came from Native American living societies that were truly egalitarian. But the Founding Fathers only took what they wanted to take from Native America, so they left out women, who had a very important, integral role in the political process. They obviously left out people of color. They never dealt with our original sin of slavery, even though many of the Founding Fathers were morally or philosophically opposed to slavery, including Thomas Jefferson. I mean, he wrote about that, but he also had 600 slaves. In not dealing with that, we created a shadow. And basically, Donald Trump has been a catalyst for the revealing of the American shadow. He has given a license to certain forces to come out of the shadows. But there's also an opportunity to see America as it really is, and then to make substantive change. That's really one of the main points that I'm making in my book.
Glenn Aparicio Perry is author of a new book, Original Politics, Make America Sacred Again, which explores the Native American influence on the nation's democracy. The full interview will be broadcast on Delmarva Today at 9 a.m. on WSDL, 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.